Fellas, this is Ben calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Ben. What's going on?
My pregnant wife loves her one-owner 92 Subaru Loyale wagon.
Uh-huh.
And would pretty much only consider replacing it if she could burn biodiesel.
Okay.
And if I could find her a four-wheel drive diesel station wagon with airbags, I think we'd be off and running. But I can't find such a vehicle. You aware of such a vehicle?
Yeah, you can get a used Jetta diesel. But other than that, there's probably nothing. She needs a station wagon.
She likes it.
And then
she needs all-wheel drive.
She likes it.
It's got to be a diesel.
Yes.
And then you've got to do the conversion to biodiesel.
Yes.
And I don't know how much you've researched this, but the little I found out about it, you can't run the car entirely on biodiesel because you can't start the car when it's cold on vegetable oil, you know.
Okay.
Or what you would assume is coming out of the vats at Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got to do is you've got to have a device that not only allows you to switch back and forth so that you start the car on your regular diesel, and then while you're warming up the car, you're also warming up this biodiesel stuff because it's kind of sludgy and it won't burn unless it gets preheated.
And then you switch over to the other tank.
And then when you're going to shut the car off, you have to make sure that you don't shut it off with the biodiesel in the system. You have to switch back to the regular stuff. It's kind of a pain. I mean, I'm sure at some point someone will come up with something that makes it all automatic if it's feasible.
And as far as that goes, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the biodiesel, but my impression is that this is a bit of a hotbed of biodiesel activism here in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah, we have one here in the Northeast, too.
Yeah.
And the problem is, because people in this part of the country, and I'm sure where you are, too, are more tuned into the diets, you know, and are getting away from fried foods, the sources of the biodiesel are drying up.
Yeah, we need more people going out to those KFC places.
Exactly. We need to open more Kentucky Fried Chicken. So, I mean, it's a noble kind of thing to want to do, and I have no problem with that, but I think...
But we can't even buy a diesel in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of more inclined to suggest to her that she wait. I mean, her car's not terribly old. She may be able to squeak another few years out of it, but I think we're going to see more and more flex fuel vehicles come on the market, and these flex fuel vehicles can burn a fuel that is predominantly ethanol. It's like 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline. And that makes a lot more sense because that's something that we can actually produce. I mean, we can't just go opening up, you know, fried food establishments willy-nilly to supply our need for, you know, for biodiesel.
Yeah.
But we can grow, you know, soybeans and castor beans and corn and whatever and make alcohol. And I think that makes a lot more sense. And I think more than anything, we can cut down on our consumption. You know, I think that would help, too.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can stall her.
Uh-huh.
Tell her you couldn't get through to us.
So you're into lying, is that it?
Well,
if it helps.
Talking to me? Ben, we'd like to do whatever works.
Talking to you.
See you later. All right, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.